Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. JimCantarucci.com is the website. Also, personalbrilliance.com. Is that right, Jim?
MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
Right? MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
Yeah, it's about you.
What is the most important thing you want folks to know about you and what you do?
Well, I think that the most important thing relative to your audience is if you need help from a leadership perspective and growing your leaders, that we have a number of opportunities to help you with that. And so if we can help with whether it's reading a paragraph that I write that might be helpful to you, or actually speaking at your conference or with your top leaders, that type of thing. So that's the type of work that we do.
Right.
In addition to providing enterprise software for companies that are leading large change. So it's a wide range, but if we can provide some help and assistance to leaders along the way, that's why you and I are here this morning.
Right. So MyPersonalBrilliance.com, check it out, folks. And Jim writes some pretty important stuff on leadership and engagement. I encourage you to go and see what he reads. You'll thank me later. Jim, we're talking about leadership and what you call looking outward, having a look-out mindset. We talked about in the previous segment about the foundation of leadership. We talked about the looking to your constituents, as you call them, your stakeholders, and finding out, seeing how effective your leadership is being as it lands on them. What's next?
Well, Jim, I think that first, let's understand that as a leader, your perspective is skewed by definition. You're up at the top.
Explain that.
You have a bigger view. Well, you're up at the top. You have a bigger view. You probably are a founder, I'm going to guess, you know, or you bought in completely to the vision, so it's become yours to a certain extent. You have a different viewpoint than perhaps the point of sale person in your business, right?
Right.
Completely
right.
Different view. You see a bigger spectrum.
Well, for one thing, it's immediately anointed as perfect. Our leadership.
Well,
right.
Well, that's true.
If I'm doing something that I consider to be a leadership activity with my people, then it's been anointed by me.
Right, and we need to be testing ourselves all the time. I test myself with you on this show, Jim. I mean,
yep.
Do these ideas hold water? Do they make sense,
yep.
Right? So you're right. We don't have that when we're running the business as easily as some.
And most small businesses don't have employees who speak truth to power.
Right, right.
Unless it's your wife.
Well, and that's another show, but we should think about hiring for that. That's an important piece. But we really need to get into the shoes of each of these people. And we haven't been there before, even if we've done the jobs, or we have been there before, but maybe it was a while ago. We have to get in their shoes and really understand their perspective. You know, how much do we consider that perspective with each of our actions? You know, we have this matrix that we have to run our decisions and our thought processes through. And if we're ignoring that, we can run into trouble. You know, what would stop their high performance is the question we should ask ourselves every single day.
Mm-hmm.
What would stop their high performance? And we talk all the time about knocking down barriers.
What has stopped their high performance?
Sure. And Jim, you know, we talk about knocking down those barriers. We have to also make sure that we're not creating new barriers.
Right. Because, see, what happens is, that's exactly right, because how many times do we have an employee who's been rock solid for years, and all of a sudden they're not, and our first thought is, what's wrong with him?
Right. It should be, what can we do,
is there something we've done
to cause this?
Yes, have I caused this?
Right. So we do a thing called constituent analysis when we have a change initiative, right? It's easy to do these things when you've got something right in front of you, but I think they should be done every day. And when I say constituent analysis, it's try this with something that's going on right now in your business. What's changing for each person or job category? What do they think about the change? And then how will you help them? What's the action plan to get through that? Mm-hmm. If we can do that, that constituent analysis, with all, everything that's going on in our business on a day-to-day basis, we're much better off. Now, don't have time for this type of analysis? You're too busy? Well, you know, it's a pay me now or pay me later kind of
that's
thing.
That's exactly right.
Well action said. Is great. Being well conscious said. Of all the implications is much better and more
my
powerful.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com. That's how you find Jim Cantarucci. Hey, Jim, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
I hope so. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.